Rev up your Father's Day gift giving at SummitRacing.com. Shop tons of unique automotive-themed gifts, plus parts, tools, and accessories from our massive inventory. Update Dad's wardrobe with a new shirt, jacket, hoodie, or hat. Redecorate his garage or man cave with a cool sign, clock, chair, or car-themed collectible. Or give the perfect card, a Summit Racing gift card. Shop SummitRacing.com today for great gearhead gifts, plus enroll in the rewards program to get more power in every purchase.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, reporting most recently about some very unusual and disturbing polling about the support of the Mideast crisis, the Israelis defending themselves against the Hamas killers. Thaddeus, a good evening to you. What I have here is a poll that indicates 18 to 24-year-olds asked, the question put to them, do you think that Hamas killing of 1,200 Israeli civilians, it's now 1,400, can be justified by the grievances of Palestinians, or is it not justified? A majority, what you write a slim majority, said justified. I'm surprised by this. You are not. Why?
Well, it's also a slightly under a majority said the same thing in the next age group, which I believe is 24 to 30. 35. It's politics, John, at its worst. Politics becomes a prison by which the most barbaric atrocities can be rationalized away or justified away by some bogus political argument that's somehow supposed to make it all better. Why kids believe this is possible is due to the indoctrination of older Americans that have been filling their heads with lies, that have been filling their heads with the fact, with narrative myths of the left, the oppressor-oppressed narrative, which means that anything you do, if you're oppressed, is allowed, is justified to throw off your oppressor. They slander Israel as a Nazi regime less than 100 years after the Holocaust, which then allows Hamas to be viewed as is justified in their atrocities and their terrorist attacks. Now, you and I know that's a lie, that nothing can wash away the horror of what they did, the criminality of what they did, the sin of what they did, what Hamas did. And yet you have these youngsters that believe that it's okay. It's also very dangerous, more dangerous as you look down the road, that when they were asked if they thought that this was constituted justice, this constituted genocide by Hamas against Jews, they said that it did. At the same time, a majority of them also said that it was justified. That's chilling when you think about it, John, that anybody could see what happened with the death of 1,400 people and the torture, the raping, the beheadings and everything else, and think that anything in the world could ever justify it. You and I know that that's not the case. Most people, adults, realize that's not the case. And yet in generation, the rising generation tends to think it can be considered acceptable. What kind of people are teaching these kids?
I don't know. I mean, I've raised the question of administrations vouchsafing suddenly protests in which the undergraduates, we presume they're undergraduates, are chanting remarks that lead to the wiping out of Israel. From the mountain to the sea is talking about wiping out Israel, not negotiating, not bargaining, not talking peace treaty, wiping out. And I've puzzled, where did this come from? And then I find campus administrations suddenly and correctly saying First Amendment, they're allowed to dissent. Well, perhaps, but in any event, where's the First Amendment been for several years now with the cancel culture? That is a separate issue, but I have been puzzling about that. It's a weak excuse, but is it possible we could say that these young people have been misled deliberately by their faculty members?
Obviously, they've been indoctrinated deliberately by these faculties with their narratives and their oppressor myths and anti-colonialism and all this other garbage that they spew at these kids. They spew it to them not only in the higher academic circles, they spew it to them in high schools, they spew it to them in junior highs, they spew it to them in elementary school. It's also at the very same time you see test scores and fundamentals such as reading, math, and others bottoming out. Yeah, but hey, you know, they're indoctrinated, they're docile, they're paranoid, they're dependent. That's what the left wants them to be. It makes them much more malleable in their hands. In the final analysis, you have to understand that it's the responsibility not only of their parents, it's also the responsibility of everyone to fight against the indoctrination of these kids. But in the final, John, when you think about it, I mean, how hard is it to realize that nothing like this is justified? Any ounce of humanity left in you would say, well, you know, it's not okay to kill people and behead them and to burn their bodies. That nothing could justify that. So you have to ask yourself, what are we raising generations of sociopaths that do not understand that there's no justification for that type of behavior? Or is it just because it's political that makes it okay? When the reality is, as human beings, you should know instinctively that that's not okay. And at the same time, the selective enforcement of the First Amendment is worst, most base hypocrisy you can see out of these administrators. When they shut down every other speaker that they don't agree with, they filter out conservatives to make sure no other academic voices are heard within the universities themselves. And so I fully support the First Amendment, but I do not support its selective application for the left to defend itself against the consequences of its indoctrination. And in fact, what you're seeing is our friend Malcolm Holmline talks about, you're starting to see some of the donors that endow these universities, that enrich these universities, are starting to understand what they're subsidizing, and they're starting to balk at it and starting to withhold their funds, which seems to be the only thing that these academics care about more than leftist politics, is their own pockets.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, writing about a polling that is surprising here in the 21st century, because
it's disturbing is what it is.
It represents the future. These are the young people, well educated, well provided for, well defended. The young people of the United States of America. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Plan B made over-the-counter emergency contraception legal more than 20 years ago. It's a safe, effective backup birth control option that helps prevent pregnancy before it starts by temporarily delaying ovulation. Plan B is the number one OBGYN recommended brand and the only one that you can find at all major retailers in all 50 U.S. states. There's no minimum age requirement, and you don't need an ID to buy it. You can order it through DoorDash and other major delivery platforms, too. That's freedom to be. Use as directed.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together. From sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs. And best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Este calor no da tregua y tu paciencia ya se agotó. Es hora de encontrar algo que de verdad te refresque. Recarga tus energías por la tarde con un Big Cup grande en 7-Eleven. Frío, refrescante y a tu gusto. Disponible en 7-Eleven por solo 59 centavos con 7 Rewards. Visita tu 7-Eleven local de Columbus y satisface ese antojo hoy. Válido hasta el 23 de junio de 2026. Hasta agotar existencias. Tiendas participantes. Ver términos en la app.